Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Last night in the postgame, Tom, you talked about how every game has a little bit of a life of its own. Proves that a team has to be able to win in different ways. Absolutely. Are you happy with how your team is able to do that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously last night was a different way of winning, but we talked about it today, and every game does, Schultz. It's got its own little personality, and you got to learn how to win many different ways. You got to learn how to win when you're outplayed. You got to learn how to win, heavy games. You got to learn how to win, whether it's a speedy game or whatever, a penalty-filled game. Or there's just so many different ebbs and flows during a game, and you have to adjust, and you have to say to yourself, you have to adjust as well. Well, you can't sit there and say, well, I'm this kind of player. You got to adapt to any type of style, and that's eventually when you can do that. It shows that you're a well-rounded hockey player.
How do you as a coach teach that kind of stuff?
You got to talk about it. It's all you can do is really talk about it and try to instill it in them, and hopefully that becomes there's buy-in. Hopefully there's buy-in, and that when there's buy-in, there's maturity, and when there's maturity, it helps.
Brad Johnson scored again last night of his 11 collegiate goals. Four are game winners. Tyler Vold already has matched his career high for assists in a year. They're both captains. I'm sure you expected them to contribute in a lot of different ways, but are you even surprised at how much they are able to do that night in and night out?
Well, I mean, they're experienced, Schultz. They're seniors, they're experienced, and they're getting those kinds of minutes where they need to step up, and it's great to see that happen because that's what you expect from those guys.
Last night, Zach Driscoll surpassed Robin Cook for ninth place all-time on BSU's all-time saves list. He's 55 back of Matt Climie for eighth. He's in pretty elite company already. But speaking of Climie, it still amazes me how long he was able to stick with Dallas's farm system. What sorts of things does it take for a pro to be able to stick it out that long?
Well, you need trust from the franchise. That's number one. And once there's trust and they want to keep you around, and for whatever role it is, that's huge. You need somebody to believe in you, Schultz.
Brad Hunt has stuck around a long time. Andrew Murray, Matt Reed did. We hope that Zach Whitecloud does. A lot of times, though, in the NHL, coaches come and go so quickly that they can move off to their guys and move off of guys that have been with a program. How did those three guys just stick it out for so long?
Character. I mean, we all know the character of those guys. When you're a high character person, it doesn't take long for a coach and a general manager and scouting staff and everybody else affiliated with the franchise to figure that out.
Has Zach Whitecloud done enough in these first couple of months of this season where you think he might be able to stick it out long term with them?
I sure think so. You never know with expansion, and there's a lot of moving parts too, Schultz, but I know what they think of him in that organization, and they think very highly of Whitey.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tech last night seemed to go east-west a lot more than I remember them doing, Tom. Am I just being forgetful, or was that something that they showed that's kind of new to them?
Well, I think that's all predicated on what we're giving them, too, and maybe our gaps were soft. They had a lot of ice. Who knows, Schultz? A lot of that's you're going to take what's given to you. And if it's not given to you, then you got to play behind the defenseman. So if that's what you saw, I didn't see it as much as you did, but if that's what you saw, that's the reason why.
Aside from making a goalie have to move, what other benefits does that kind of a play make?
Well, I mean, it's like anything. I think you're buying time for reinforcements. You want to make sure, again, can you get a 3-to-a-5-man rush going? Do you want, if you have as many reinforcements as possible, you're going to have more options with the puck. So, that's probably the biggest reason right there.
I'm talking end zone here in particulars, but I guess, breaking out of your zone or whatever. Is a cross-ice pass more difficult to defend as a forward or a defenseman?
Well, it all depends, again, at where the lane is. If there's a lane, there's a lane. It doesn't matter, you know what it is. But, no, you got to watch going cross-ice, too, mostly in your own zone, Schultz.
It's a turnover nightmare.
Yeah, you just can't do it. And it's one thing. We'll try to go to the weak side of the rink, but we're trying to go to the weak side of the rink. We're trying to find a hole just to spread the opposition out, or you're trying to relieve pressure in some capacity. And we know we have somebody on the weak side of the rink, so if we can get it over there, fine. But we don't want to do it in the defensive zone. We want to do it more probably on the defensive side of the neutral zone.
With Owen Sillinger out, you had Wills Mullick on that top power play last night. He only had one power play chance last night, but you moved Brendan Harris down from the point. What's Will's role there on that power play?
Well, Will can see it. You know, Will's got Will's got a lot of poise. He's got a lot of composure, and we liked where we had Rosie last year on the flank. So, you know, we'll just see what happens. You know, we're just